and unemployment, part of what we talked about in 2012. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hope that we've put that behind us in our rearview mirror. Keep your fingers crossed. Maybe 2013 will be a little bit better for some of you who really, really struggled. It seemed to me that there were many foreclosure signs still up, even when they told us that the recession really had receded and that people were getting back on their feet and so many more people had found jobs. I'm like, where's the jobs? I talked to my neighbors and that wasn't what I heard, and many of you echoed the same sentiments. In fact, shared your personal stories, whether you had a degree, didn't have a degree, worked in a white-collar job or a blue-collar job, worked for a union, didn't work in a union. It was really a mosaic of different kinds of lifestyles and careers and jobs that went kaput in a very big way in 2012, which is why so many people were surprised ultimately as we followed the course of the election. The final results were surprising to a lot in the Republican Party, in the think tank of the Republican Party, because of the economic downturn for so many people in the United States. We can only wonder what's going to happen in 2016. But that's years down the road. We are staring at 2013 and just the beginning of what could be and what we hope won't be, meaning are you going to pay a lot of extra taxes? Are you going to feel that you're carrying the burden for many others because of the lopsidedness of some of the things that have happened as a result of health care costs, for one, what's happened with still with jobs in this country, and the lack of using some of our resources. But we don't want to turn this show into a complete negative fest. No. We don't want to do that. Coming up, we're going to do another one of those cool We Can Count segments. We kind of put that in the drawer for a while. We're going to open the drawer and pull it back out, meaning that everything is about numbers. Every time you look, you see a number, whether it's a big number, a little number, a confusing number, or a wow, you got to be kidding me number. We have a bunch of that kind of stuff coming your way on this hour of ATN. Plus, we're going to look back at some of the worst and the best of 2020. Well, maybe there's some things that we learned from this past year that hopefully we won't repeat in this upcoming year. Hopefully we won't repeat it, as I say. Like, if we are in dangerous territory somewhere, and it is the anniversary of 9/11, don't trust that all is right in the world, and we can expose our ambassadors and others in rocky, way out places to the possibility of being attacked because of cutbacks and a few other things. Ultimately, we exposed Ambassador Stevens and three others to a tragic death that could have been prevented had there been more security, in my opinion, in the consulate in Benghazi. We still haven't heard Hillary Clinton's version of what happened from the State Department side, because now she's been hospitalized after they discovered a blood clot during a follow-up exam after this concussion she had and suffered from earlier in December, rather. So as that's being determined and unfolding, and Mrs. Clinton still continues to be the favorite for Democrats anyway for 2016, she says that she, or her spokespeople say, she will go and testify about Benghazi, but it's just not going to happen yet. She missed the one date. Senator Lindsey Graham is all over the place screaming and yelling that we have to hear all the way from the top as to what happened. It may be that Hillary Clinton, like Petraeus, comes back not as Secretary of State, but as somebody who just gave up the job to talk about what ultimately were the problems with the security or the lack of security in Benghazi's consulate. she'll do it, but it's a question of when. What's interesting, as I said, so the popularity of Clinton soars. A CNN ORC International poll that was just released shows that 85% of Democrats and independents who lean toward the Democratic Party say they'd be somewhat likely to support Clinton if she runs for the Democratic nomination. There's a little bit of a gender divide, with 90% of Democratic women saying they'd never, or they'd be very or somewhat likely to support Clinton. That drops among Democratic men. We are a long way away from 2016. As to the Republicans, the bench is deep. Will it be Bobby Jindal from Louisiana? The governor of New Jersey says he doesn't want it, but I think Chris Christie does. Jeb Bush is somebody else whose name keeps being floated. Senator Marco Rubio's name keeps getting floated as well. Wonder what any of them would do had they had a very big stake in the fiscal cliff nonsense that continues to stall and drag on and on and on into the new year. Here's what Senator Joe Manchin said about the situation in D.C.
It is absolutely inexcusable that all of us find ourselves in this place at this time, standing on the floor of the Senate in front of the American people, hours before we plunge off the fiscal cliff, with no plan and no apparent hope. If we're determined to go over the cliff, as we seem, we've got to do something to soften the landing, because at the bottom of the fiscal cliff are immediate and massive tax increases, deep and indiscriminate spending cuts, and the risk of another recession.
The risk of another recession. We certainly don't want to have another recession. Somebody who I respect immensely, had the great pleasure of meeting twice in my career. Good news on the front of a former president, George H.W. Bush, is no longer in intensive care. The former president was moved over the weekend out of his hospital unit in Houston, where he had been for a month. After it had started to drag on, I worried that this wasn't looking good for the former president. But they moved him. He had a fever, and they worked on the fever, I guess, and he was there, if you remember, in the beginning of November. So great news that President Bush is in good spirits, alert, all that kind of stuff. And he is out of the ICU. He's 88. Bush is the oldest living former president. He is 4 months older. Here's an interesting bit of trivia. He's 4 months older than former President Jimmy Carter. And at 88, I guess he's doing okay after a rocky month. Intensive care, when you start to add up the weeks there, and the news was trending out of there, it didn't seem to be very good. So that's the good news there, on at least that political front, that the former president is kicking it and hanging in, and his doctors are working very, very hard to make sure that he gets a complete release and leaves in good health. And that's what everybody wishes. You know, when we talk about resolutions, certainly one of the resolutions that's high on most people's list is good health. We'll talk about resolutions coming up around the bend here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America tonight. You're probably feeling lethargic because you indulge too much. I mean, if it's the eating season, it's the tail end of the eating season, and now it's the workout season. Because if you drive by any workout place, whether it's LA Fitness, Gold's Gym, the YMCA, you'll see a ton of cars in the parking lot. The beginning of the year, a new year, is when people make a resolution to work out. I think there's one person that's probably not going to be concerned about working out. It's, you know, when a woman's pregnant, they have to be pretty careful about, they can work out, but they have to be careful about how much they work out and what kind of conditioning they do. And I understand that Matt Johnson, the glue of the show, has some breaking news from the mothership. Matt, what's up?
Well, you just made it sound like I'm expecting a child, which I most certainly am not. But unfortunately for the rest of the world, for the next year, the biggest baby news you're going to hear about is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
Oh, no, she's not pregnant.
And I can't stand it. Because they're two of the most biggest, just attention needy people of all time, and they're going to be in the news nonstop because of this.
Oh, and Matt is absolutely right. It's going to be nonstop. It doesn't matter. You're listening to serious news, whatever kind of news. It's going to be injected into it because people can't get enough of the Kardashians, which, you know, spare me why these people are famous. It doesn't make any sense to me. So he's right in one sense, but I wonder if the Kardashian Kanye West baby is bigger than the Kate Middleton royal baby arrival thing. That's what we're going to hear about. We'll certainly hear about both of them. I guess Kardashian would be bigger, and we're going to hear about every twist and turn in that one. Every late night show is going to have her on.
Oh,
yikes. All right,
child's going to have quite the ego as well.
No kidding. And then the big thing will be, what will they name the baby? What was the name of the Beyonce, Jay-Z baby?
Blue. Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah, it was Blue. I can't remember the actual name, but there's a longer thing, but I think it's Blue.
Blue Ivy, I think, or something is her name.
I think you're entirely correct.
So, imagine, what will they call the baby? So, resolutions, not to pay attention to the Kardashians and all the nonsense of Kim Kardashian having a baby. That would be on the top of my list now since Matt brought it up. One of the big resolutions that people always make, I already said this, getting fit, the whole fitness things. And the reason why is because we know the health benefits, but the problem is the time. Everybody has the excuse, usually anyway, of there's too much work, there's too many things going on, it's trying to squeeze it in. I can't possibly squeeze in a run, a walk, whatever. But people are interested in trying to lose weight and trying to lower their blood pressure. So one of the things that will help you do that is by doing something physical, and it could just be walking. I mean, anything. It's just the consistency. It's the whole thing of the consistency. What's interesting is one of the recent studies I read, because I've been looking at statistics. Ah, we have numbers coming up. We can count in our next segment. But over 66% of adults are considered overweight or obese by some recent studies. What's interesting is the markers for obese, the charts now compared to what they used to be. But New Year's resolutions, losing weight, is the most popular setting. But the problem is setting goals that are realistic. I want to lose 50 pounds in 50 days. Yeah, that's the thing. Most people need to see results right away. We're an impatient culture. I talked about quitting smoking before, but that was probably on some people's list. It's very tough to quit smoking. One of the hardest addictions is the addiction to nicotine. They have all kinds of things, the patches, the whatever, but it's still very tough to do. I've had some friends that quit smoking, and two of them said the best way was just cold turkey. That just one day, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm worried about my health. I'm just going to have to do it. I'm going to have to figure out a way. So the best way is to just stop. And the stopping seemed to work for them. But I think it'd be pretty hard if you were used to that habit. The other thing that some people would have on their list is get out of debt, because money is such a big stressor. And the overspending and the whole credit card thing, you know, Dave Ramsey, who's feasted on this for a living, and frankly his message is really good about this, because he knows he went through it and cut up credit cards, and he talks about that, about just doing it, just getting it done and stopping the excuses and figuring out ways to find your way out of it. Another thing that some people would put on a list is trying to help other people, trying to do something, whether it's building a house, helping a friend, doing some volunteering somewhere, something, donating something, figuring out some way, somehow, where they can reach out in their community, which is good. If more people did a little bit of that, then we wouldn't have some of the scenarios we have in the country. If in communities, if they were tighter, if communities, some communities were tighter than they are now, where you don't know your neighbors and you can't reach out to them, and then that might alleviate some of the stresses that we find with the food banks and all the other things, where somebody finds themselves in that in between space, and they don't know where to turn. If they had people in the community, and a lot of communities do actually do this, some are really good about that. If they had places to go in the community, it'd be a whole lot easier, especially when you see what's happening with the federal government, and you know the reliance on the federal government is such a killer for us anyway, with the $16 trillion, soon to be $17 trillion, that we're in debt. There is nothing left. Even FEMA trying to scrape up $60 billion for the Sandy debacle. Mother Nature is crippling us. Coming up with $60 billion was near impossible, but had to be done somehow, right? And there has been community outreach, and there have been people that have taken water, food, all that kind of stuff, but it's certainly not enough to get that any of those communities completely on their feet, rebuilding and whatnot. So $60 billion, somehow we robbed Peter to pay Paul and to help the people in Jersey and New York. But there's a point where we're crashing and we have no way that we're going to be able to do that. It's just like this milk crisis that many of you might not even know about, but they came up with a one-year extension for the expiring farm law, the Congress did, that if enacted, it heads off that possible doubling of retail milk prices. I don't know about you, but how many times do I run out the last second to get milk? Can you imagine if your milk was $7 in 2013? Imagine paying $7 for it. So this extension ends a 32-month attempt to update farm subsidies that go back from the Depression era when farmers were just smashed by low prices and they had all those crop surpluses, because now you got these tight food supplies, and some of you know what I'm talking about. You have much higher operating costs, and the markets are all over the map trying to figure that out. It's a nightmare. So thank goodness the House Ag Committee Chair, Frank Lucas, said that, you know, I hope this legislation is going to be signed, boom, passed, signed, and that's it, so we can avoid the prices, these high prices for milk. Otherwise, you know, hey, we're looking at $8, a huge spike, and we can't afford that. Think of how many people rely on milk, from babies to others. For goodness sake, they scare us to death about our bones and calcium, and you can't just keep taking those calcium pills and think that that's going to be enough. And $8 would absolutely crush a lot of families who have to have gallons and gallons to get through the week, especially the bigger families. That would make it almost impossible. All right, coming up next, we have another edition of, you guessed it, the number game. Yes, we can count. We can count a lot of different things, including some healthy habits that people have adopted that are proving to have some big returns. I'm just going to rifle a few at the end of them to you. So hang through. You'll get that and so much more.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Segment that we put away for a rainy day. We're pulling it out of the drawer. Sometimes you get tired of the same stuff. So since variety is the key spice in life, we decided we'd spice it up. So now we're pulling it back out. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And how are you, my friend?
I am doing well. Did you have a good Christmas holiday?
Excellent. And my bird came out golden brown, and it's so delectable. I tell you what, I love the turkey hash afterwards. I make the best dressing you ever tasted.
Ooh. Dressing is the key.
You know what? You know I love to cook.
Yes, I know. We've talked about it. That's good.
Yeah, and I congratulated Matt on his Vikings winning. I was so happy for him, but I'm sad for him as well because he informed me that his team faces my team again next week, and it's already curtains for the boy, and I'm so sad that he's going to lose. Yeah, I won't put any money on it because, you know, we don't care.
That's right. Of course not. There's no way.
Oh, perish the thought. Did you go home for Christmas?
I went to my family in Tampa, Florida. We are broadcasting from Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. I was wondering about you, and I wondered if you got to go and see all everybody. And down in Florida, you didn't have to deal with the ice and snow. So
I didn't.
That's even better.
Yeah, so it was great. It was great. I feel very fortunate. My family was were terrific to see them, and it was a little bit cold, but still good.
Well, I'm real happy for you. Well, I don't have anything extra to add. I just wanted to kind of wish you and Matt a very happy future new year, and I'm glad to see 2012 gone. And personally, when you were talking about those farm subsidies and that and all that,
yeah.
I personally think the government ought to get out of the farming business altogether and let the market rise or fall with supply and demand. I mean, this subsidizing everything is going to be a ruin of us. We cannot continue to do this. We don't have the money for it.
Yeah. Well, that's what was my point about Sandy. What do? Mother Nature, it's terrible, but we have no more money. We've stolen Peter, Paul, Mary, and everybody else in between, and we got nothing.
There's always going to be disasters.
Yep.
What did we do before we started doing this this national welfare program that we've got. I mean,
we helped each other out. The communities picked each other up.
We relied on our churches
and
the charity of our own people.
Yeah.
And we got along fine for over 175 years without all this government intervention.
Yeah, and that's the problem. The problem is where do you decide you can't give this person that for this, and it's the farmers over the Sandy victims, over the tornado victims. It's just, and now we're just so far in debt that at some point enough is enough.
I didn't get to catch the late news tonight. What happened on the fiscal cliff thing? Did we go over it?
What the deal is, it's going to be one more day in D.C., emergency meetings, and they'll see if they can get something done, because 31st is when we're supposed to completely go over, so if they can come up with some patchwork on Monday, then all could be solved, but it's very doubtful.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
Anyway, I wish you absolutely the best, and God bless.
You too. Let's go. Thanks, Dan. Let's go to Izzy. Hey, Izzy. Izzy, listening to us in Missouri. How are you?
I'm okay. I'll hang in there.
Good.
I had a kidney stone attack on Christmas Day.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no. I even scared myself. I never go to the ER, but that's where I ended up.
Good. I'm glad you went to the ER, because you never know the severity of it, and they probably just told you have to wait for them to pass, right?
Pretty much. And
yeah.
I was not happy with that answer, but my daughter insisted I go, because I literally had just knee-dropping pain.
Oh.
And I was like, God, it must be a muscle. No, it wasn't. But anyway, and before I forget, Happy New Year to you, Matt.
You too.
And Charles in charge, my only comrade in fake Christmas trees.
That's it. We like real trees. Sorry.
Well, I just don't have the energy for those, but if I wanted to get that out, because I didn't get my Merry Christmas out. But, oh, by the way, Matt, I almost wanted to regurgitate when you mentioned Kim and what's his face.
Kanye West.
I feel the same way.
I want to put my fist in my mouth when I see that crap. Anyway, here's a number for you. 6 months. Gun manufacturers now are behind 6 months in fulfilling gun orders.
Mm.
So, yep. And I thought interesting when Obama announced he was going after our weapons. And, yes, they said it was only going to be this, this, and this. And I go, oh, no, it's not. Once you start, you'll do it all or try to. And
well, that's the problem. The problem is the fear of where is the line going to be drawn and what's going to really happen here. So people, you're right, Izzy, that's not surprising to me. People before the election, well before it started to get gun orders in, and you could see that the ammunition was disappearing and whatnot off the shelves because people would line up and get as much as they could.
Yep.
And that's not shocking, and it's gotten even bigger where more women are going and learning how to use handguns. They're going to targets, target practice and that kind of stuff. And I think that's good. If you can use a weapon correctly, that's the key. Somebody responsible gun ownership.
My daughter has finally decided to take a gun course. And she's the last one in the family to do so. And for Christmas, I actually bought her a taser and some mace. And she's trying. She laughed at me. I said, well, you won't get a gun. She says, no, actually, it's a 3-day course.
Ooh.
3 full days. And she said, I have to take time off of work. And I said, that's okay. You're a boss. You know, you're vacation. So she's taken it, and she has applied for her Ford card finally so that she can purchase a gun. And I said, I'll give you one of mine. One that when you qualify, you let me know which you are best at. Because with semi-autos, you need to have presence of mind to take the safety off and also ratchet around in. And a lot of women, you know, when they're in a tense situation, forget those little maneuvers. It takes practice. So I was just thrilled to hear that she was taking a gun course finally. And I said, you need to, once you get this done, stock up on some ammo. Because you live in the Chicagoland area and... she's had a gun put to her head at her job.
Oh, that's terrible.
Of course, I've always gone, I said, I will hunt you down. Don't worry about the law. Worry about Mama.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad.
I would. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up my sixth. I couldn't believe I read that right. I read the whole article, and I thought, well, here comes the revolution. Sorry, folks, but we're in for a rough 4 years.
But yeah.
On a lighter note, I do hope everybody has a very happy new year, and I make no resolutions, none.
That's smart.
I never keep them, so why bother?
That's what I mean. Why bother? That's what, for most people, that's the whole thing. Izzy, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good news on your daughter's front, especially if she's had a gun held to her head. Boy, that is scary to think about that. I can't even fathom what that would be like. It'd be frightening, to say the least. And thank goodness she has Izzy as a mom who was a law enforcement officer, and so she's very familiar with weapons, and they're the best people to, without a doubt, they're the best people to learn from. All right, since we're almost out of time in this segment, once again, we're putting our We Can Count segment back in the drawer. I think it was by design, I'm telling you, that we weren't going to get to it this time around. So, some parting shots as we move along. Coming up in our last segment, one of the things that we did talk about on the optimistic side, because sometimes I feel like I'm pounding you with, oh, that is negative, and how upset we are, and we're all venting, and I'm standing on Mount Vesuvius and just spewing it. So, you know, we try to do some segments where we're talking about some things that are a little bit more optimistic, or things you can do to turn your situation around. And we've introduced you to all kinds of people, including people in the home business, because this is an area where some people get stuck. They throw up their hands. They don't know what to do. If you look at the housing index, that kind of tells you where we are in the United States. In other words, foreclosures versus home prices versus interest rates and everything in between. It used to be that the American dream was get a house, get a house, get a house. And for some, the house has become like a noose, a tight noose around your neck, and you can't get out of it, and you're underwater. And we saw that some of the subprime lending, what that did to us, and that wasn't that long ago that people were in the middle of it. So renting has become much more popular, with so many people finding themselves on the beach, so to speak, and out of a home because they couldn't make the payments, they were waiting, whatever it might be. And they had to, you know, were looking for some other place to live and couldn't afford to dump the house, take a loss. And I don't have to paint the picture for you. You get the scenario. So coming up, we're going to talk to Matt Hilton. I liked Matt because he gave us some valuable information on, I think, the whole real estate landscape just in general, and what the trends are that we're starting to see. And is it true, or should we be optimistic? Are things turning around a little bit? And is that the good way? Is it a good way to measure things by home prices, the index, what's being sold, what areas are doing well, what areas are starting to bounce back? Broadcasting from Winter Haven, Florida. In Florida, it's kind of a yin and a yang. Some areas are starting to pop back, and others are a little bit sluggish. So stay with us.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The final curve of this hour of America tonight. You can forget everything that happened in the past. What do they say about the past? It's in the past. Forget it. Look forward to the present. Live in the present, whatever. But bottom line is, if you had a rough year, even in Times Square, they have a big, giant disposal bin. That's some bin that says throw away or there's something terrible that happened in the year. And some people throw pictures in there. Some people throw divorce decrees, obviously copies of them, to chase their blues away. One of the big indicators that I was just talking about is the housing sector and what's happening in your neighborhood. I say to get a real glimpse of, forget the numbers that they're feeding us about unemployment and what's happening in your communities. Just go outside of your front door, drive around a few blocks in all directions, and you'll get a better sense by the conditions of the houses, how many people are foreclosing or selling, or what are the reasons, that kind of thing. And I think it's a real indicator of where we are financially in this country. So we talked to Matt Hilton. We caught up with him, and he's terrific. Take a listen. Here we are in America tonight, and we've been talking about what's happening with home sales. In fact, looking at what's happening on the market gives us an indication of where we're headed as a country. It's amazing when we talk about new construction or we talk about the homes that are being sold. So this is the thing. I did a little experiment. I walked up and down, you know, five blocks around my neighborhood to see who was selling their house and how good of a job I thought they did, at least from the outside with the curb appeal on the house and flyers and all that kind of stuff. And I realized that half of them I thought looked pretty good, and the other half didn't even have the curb appeal, but the house looked like it had some pretty interesting things inside, so I would think that would give you an automatic check-off, and some people would be turned off by it. So how do you sell a house? Matt Hilton's a realtor, and he joins us now. He's a team owner of Hilton Realty Advisors, and he's a past CEO of Keller Williams Realty in McKinney. Matt, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me.
So here's the thing. If you want to sell a house, you got to have that curb appeal first, right?
You do. You really do. You've got to have that curb appeal. So, when you know, you're not only selling the house, you're also selling the neighborhood. So, you know, you've got to have that curb appeal when people pull up. And even when you go into the house, you know, the first 15 seconds that people, you know, when they walk into that house, that's what sells them. It's very similar to buying a car. You know, you get in that car, you get in the driver's seat. That salesperson knows they want you to get in there and experience it. And buying a house should be similar. It should be an experience.
So when you buy or when you're selling a house, should you go through and make a plan, see where, look, these walls should be painted? Should you just start that way?
Well, what I would recommend is reaching out to a realtor. And make sure that you interview realtors. You know, one of the things that people need to be aware of is there is a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. A real estate agent basically passed a state exam and got their license, and a realtor had to do the same thing, but they're held to a higher level of professional standards, if you will, and abide by the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics. And the reason I say all that to get to your the answer to your question is because a realtor is typically going to have a team established like we do. We have a stager that's a part of our team.
Mm.
So that's not my expertise. My expertise is marketing, negotiating, and getting the house sold. I rely on my professional stager to go in and give my clients her opinion, her professional opinion on what should be done to get it sold.
Yeah, and so the stager will tell people that probably, hey, you might need to spend a little money, but you're going to get more money back because it has to look right. Is that pretty much what they're going to say when they recommend moving things or adding some furniture or that kind of stuff?
That's totally what they're going to do, Kate. You know, she's going to go in there and give them the best, you know, dollar cost that they can get off of the different types of things to make their house just pop. A staged house will typically bring about 6.3% more and will sell in half the time than those that are not staged. So staging a house is very, very important when you're getting ready to sell.
Yeah. What if somebody has to sell? Because I noticed this with the homes that I was looking at. I think some people, it seemed as though they had gotten a job and they're trying to sell quick. If you're trying to sell a house quickly, there's a big difference if you're kind of moseying down the road and you have time to do it. So, Matt, what's the difference? If you have to get rid of the house fast, what are things you need to do?
Well, you know, neutralize the rooms, get the paint colors. Paint doesn't cost that much. That's something I would do. The carpets aren't bad. They definitely get those steam cleaned. And then, again, have that stager come in. And, Kate, you know, one of the most critical things about getting a house sold and getting it sold quickly is gauging that level of motivation of the seller. And so if they're getting ready and they need to get out, pricing cures just about everything. So they've got to be able to come to terms with, we can't overprice this house and let it sit on the market. We don't have that luxury of time. So we've got to price it right, even maybe price it a little bit below market so that it'll sell fast.
Yeah. Is technology, Matt, playing a big role now in selling houses? Like they're talking about developing apps and things where you can drive by and hit your phone and get information on houses. Are we going to see that? We're going to see more of that, you think, in your business?
Most definitely. We're seeing it now. We're seeing a lot of referrals coming through social media. We do a lot of Facebooking and tweeting, and that it didn't seem to really grasp and people get a good grasp on it about a year or two ago. It just seems like this year it's really caught on. You're seeing more people do QR codes and things of that nature, to where people with their smartphones can go scan that on a sign instead of putting out a paper flyer.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that a lot more.
Yeah. I wonder this, too, as we're talking about trying to sell your house, is it also good to have a lot of information about the neighborhood, especially if you have a neighborhood you can brag about, like, you know, the school district is good, the park is half a block down on the other side of the road or whatever. Is that good to have? I would think it would be good to have good neighborhood feel, neighborhood tips, whatever, that kind of stuff.
It definitely is, and that's a great question. You know, as I said in the beginning of the conversation, you're not only trying to sell that house, you're trying to sell that neighborhood. So what we do is we ask our sellers to make, I'm going to steal this from David Letterman, but make your top 10 list and make a top 10 of reasons why you love this house in this neighborhood. And that way, when people come in, they see that list, and it gets the potential buyers a little more attached to that house. Because the seller has let them know why they've really enjoyed living there.
Yeah. Wow, just super great advice. Is it a good time to sell a house right now?
It's a great time to sell a house. You know, nationally, you can listen to the national statistics. What I would do is recommend that everybody go to a realtor, find out your local stats. You know, here in McKinney, Texas, we're at 3 months supply of inventory, which means it is definitely a seller's market. And so buyers just don't have a lot to look at right now. So when people are ready to sell and their houses are priced right, in good condition, they look good online. You know, that's another thing too, Kate. Professional pictures are a must. You can go through with a 35 millimeter, but again, having that professional on your team to go out and take those pictures, they know what they're doing. They know what angles to take. 91% of buyers go online first before they contact a realtor to go look at a house. So if it doesn't pop online, chances are you're turning away a lot of potential buyers. So it's a great time to sell. It's also a great time to buy because the interest rates being so low. So it's not going to stay this way much longer. So I would definitely recommend anybody thinking about selling to reach out to someone.
Yeah. Wow. Just super great advice. Matt Hilton, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kate.
Bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.